Hello.
Hi, hello, ma'am. My name is Matthew, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden, yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American,
Caucasian.
Hispanic? Thank you. And what is your age?
25.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very liberal?
I wouldn't say like overly liberal, but like socially liberal.
Okay, so in this case, it'll be somewhat liberal?
Yeah.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that's very important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first concern.
Okay.
Making housing more affordable. How important is that from 0 to 10?
A 10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and productive rights.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I think there's a lot of gray area, but I can't really say either way. Is there a non-answering option for that one?
Well, you don't have to, but we do have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I'll say somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means that you're in the middle. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can choose any number from 0 to 100. The first one, Republicans in Congress.
I'm choosing non-favorable.
No, I'm sorry. You can
0.
Choose. Oh, yeah. So if you want to say, yeah, they're unfavorable. So that'll be 0?
Yeah.
What about Joe Biden?
I would say 50.
And the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
Like 50.
50. Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate us on a scale of 0 to 10. So 10 means most important, very important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, banning different tobacco products for adults.
Banning them?
Yes.
I would say, like, not important.
So from 0 to 10, the higher you go, what would you give it? The higher you go, the more important it is.
Maybe like a 5 or a 4.
5. Okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Thank you. Preventing underage tobacco use.
6.
6. Thank you. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
6.
Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
So you oppose. Is that somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
I would somewhat oppose that.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefits or more harm to your own community?
To my community, probably it would be a benefit.
Is that somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government or other issues more important right now?
I think other issues are more important.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? A, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstentions and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or B, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine and imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. A or B?
I would say A.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you there? Yeah, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. More dangerous products flooding the government as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. How concerned are you?
I would say not very concerned.
The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How concerned are you?
Not very concerned.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to read you some statements people made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. For each one, please rate it using a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree. 0, you don't agree at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the probation, when it should be instead being continued to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How concerned are you there? Or how much do you agree? Sorry.
Yeah, I agree to be more focused on harm reduction rather than like a ban.
So from 1 to 10, how much would you give it?
I would give it like an 8.
An 8. Thank you. 8. Next one. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It filled with alcohol and it filled with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that?
That it will put more people in jail and be killed? Maybe like a 5.
Okay. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we never return from. How much do you agree there?
I agree. 10.
A 10. Okay. All right, now, sometimes
I'm so
over
sorry.
The
course... I'm also about to park. How much longer do you think it is?
We're at 90%.
Are we able to... Okay.
We're just about done. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No, I don't support a ban.
So you oppose? Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
I would oppose a ban.
Somewhat or strongly?
A full ban. Somewhat. Maybe strongly.
Okay. So you would support it, right?
No.
You're
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the question. Yeah, I oppose a ban.
Okay.
I'm against a ban.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No, I would be. That would be better.
So you support it or oppose?
Are we talking about a ban for cigarettes
yeah.
that have no menthol
yeah.
and nicotine?
Mhm. It's a ban on government on the. Okay, so you oppose. Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your community?
Probably more harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?